Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Dalad Amud Alef, on the 14th line, Amar B'Yochanan. Amar B'Yochanan Haya Oimed, Bereshis HaRabim, Kolon Gashamim, Me'ave, Rechitzoi, Tzvahitzi, Chayev. B'Yochanan says if one was standing in Bereshis HaRabim, and he collected rain from air within Mechitzoi, the enclosure over Bereshis HaYochid, and took it outside, he's liable. Rebun Bachi, B'Shem, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbun Bachir, quoting Rabbi Zeira, said that this is if he snatched, means he deflected the rain with one hand to go into the other hand. If he caught, then he's exempt. What's the difference between someone else giving to him and Shemayim giving it to him? Asya Kerebi, the Rebbe Obad Avi Mechitzos to my Marsha. The answer is like Rebbe, because Rebbe considers air within Mechitzos like there's some substance there. It means as if the rain was resting in the air, so there is a Kira. Haya Oimed Bifnim, a Yad Melea Peiris, Pshuta, Lachutz, Gidish Alav Ayoim, Osa Lachzira. One was standing inside and his hand was full of produce stretched outside, and Shabbos came, he may not return his hand to the Rosh Hashayochit. Acher b'shem Rabbi Abba command Alma also l'shtamish b'Avi Asara. Rabbi Acher, in the name of Rabbi Abba, said that this is like the opinion that forbids using airspace within 10 tzrochim above Rosh Hashanah. If Tanai Tani Mutter, some teachers are permitted to return one's hand. Avim boy meimer command Alma Mutter, say command Alma Mutter l'shtamish b'Avi Asara, command Alma also l'shtamish b'Avi Asara. We assume that the one who permits holds like the opinion that permits using airspace within 10. The opinion that forbids holds like the opinion that forbids using airspace within 10. Amar Rabbi Yosi be Rebbe ben zeh u ben zeh command Amar also l'shtamish b'avi asara. Rabbi Yosi Rebun rejects that and says no, both this means the one who forbids returning his hand and the one who permits it holds it like the opinion that forbids using airspace within 10. My kadoin. Mandama asa lemata me'asara, mandama muta lemala me'asara. How is this? Means, why does one permit it? The one who forbids discusses below 10, the one who permits discusses above 10. Ani chai v'balabayis pata. The Mishnah said that the Ani is liable and the balabayis is exempt. V'yud b'shem Shmuel v'hu shete yodai shal Ani v'seich asara l'kalka. V'yudah, quoting Shmuel, said this is when the Ani's hand is within 10 trochim of the ground. I'm going to be there, but in Eina, Rochim in a Koisel, Dalad, Kamanasu. David says that this is when he is 4 trochim from the wall, but if he's not 4 trochim from the wall, then it's a Kamanas. Rather b'shem Rebbe Shimon Kalsina, v'shehoyu panav hafuchis lepaltia. Avalim hayu panav hafuchis lekoisel Kamanasi. Lazar, quoting Rabbi Shimon Kalsner, says that this is when he was facing the street, but if his face was turned to the wall, then it's a kamalis. Pistu b'shem Ashi, Kona, Noot, b'shis ha'rabim, Gvoya, Asora, Tvachim, Shisei Mutu, Lekan, Lekan, Ravaj, Le Yachlif. Pistu, quoting Ashi, said that if a stick was inserted in b'shis ha'rabim and it's 10 Tvachim tall, when we transfer from it to here, and here means b'shis ha'rabim, or from Moshe's Arabim, or to it, because it's a Makom Patur, as long as it doesn't transfer from Moshe's Ayochid to Moshe's Arabim via the stick. Rav Amar Tarkus, Shu Aimed, Moshe's Arabim, Gvei Asor, Tvachem, Moshe's Arabo, Amishtamish Metoichai, Moshe's Arabim, Moshe's Arabim, Metoichai Chayev. Rav said if a chest was standing Moshe's Arabim, and it's 10 Tvachem tall and 4 Tvachem wide, when it transfers from it to Moshe's Arabim, or from Moshe's Arabim to it, is liable. Pani Voishia Muneva Shi Oimed Shisarabim Gvoya Asar Upircha Arba Amishtamish Metoicha Ushisarabim Ushisarabim Metoicha Chayev. Voishia said that if a candelabra was standing in Ushisarabim and it's 10 Tvachim tall and its Perach means the base on which the lamp stands is 4 Tvachim wide, one who transfers from it to Ushisarabim or from Ushisarabim to it, he is liable. Amarimana Loi Saif Dava Muneva El Afilu Kone Ushisarabim Gvoya Yud Tvachim Tabla Nasunu Roishai, Amishtamish Metoichai of Shisarabim, Rishisarabim Metoichai Chayev. The manna says it's not only for candelabra, but rather even a stick that was inserted in Rishis HaRabim, and it's 10 Tvachim tall, and a tablet of 4 Tvachim wide is on top. When a transfer submits Rishis HaRabim or from Rishis HaRabim to it, he is liable. Binayin le'mala me'yurchi Rishis HaCheres. What's the source above 10 Tvachim in Rishis HaRabim is a different domain. Ya'bo v'shem v'shem benokish. When I had to look at Sham v'dibatel itcha me'al kapeiris, asher al oin ha'idus mi'ben shnei ha'kuvim. וכסיב, אתם ראיתם כי מן השמיים דיברתי עםכם מה דיבו שניהם על אלון ושסח חרס, אף דיבו שניהם כאן ושסח חרס. ויבואו, quoting Rish Lakish answers, the Pasuk in Shmos Perek Chofei Pasuk Chof Beis says that I will meet with you over there and speak with you from on top of the lid of the Aron in the Kodesh Kodashim of the Mishkan. This is in between the two Kruvim. And there's also a pasuk over there in Shmos Perek Chaf Pasuk Yutes that says, "You have seen that I have spoken to you from heaven." We learn that just like the dibur there was from a different mishus, also the dibur here from above the Aron was from a different mishus. Aron lo yitesha tvachim, who wasn't the Aron 9 tvachim tall, and we should learn that above 9 is a different mishus. Beis Abyanai amru v'kapoyus tefach. Abyanai's one from the base of Rabbi Yonai's base midrash said, and we must add the thickness of the covering of the Aron means the kapoiris, which was a tefach. Rizeira boy minayin a kapoiris to tefach. What's the source? Asked Rizeira that the kapoiris was a tefach thick. Tana Rabbi Chananya b'ashmul kol akelim shoy b'migdash nitna teiru b'milas ra'alkei ra'oichvoi v'nasna shiur k'imasan. First min a kapoiris shenasna she. Nitna teira milas alko v'rachva v'nitna shiur koimasa. Lamedena meikli katan shiur mikdash. So we answer that Rav Chananya Bashmul says that all the kelim in the mikdash, the Torah gave the measure of their length, the width and height, except for the kaporis, because the Torah gave the measurements of its length and width, but didn't give the measurement of its height. We learn it from the smallest kli in the base of mikdash. V'asisaloi mizgeres tefach soviv. Ma kan tefach, af kan tefach. The Pasuk says, and you will make for it a framework around it. Just like here, the rim around the shulchan was a tefach. Also here, the thickness of the kapoyos is a tefach. Vayena ela vasisa zezov lemiskal toi sogev. Ma kan kolshu, af kan kolshu. Ma kadoin. Or perhaps we should learn from the golden crown around the rim, just like it was kolshu of any amount. Also here, the thickness of the kapoyos is kolshu. And how do we explain this? Rav Ben Yaakov aimer pnei vein pnei pachas mitefach. Rav Ben Yaakov answered that it says the word pnei kapoyus in Vayikra Perek Tzayin Pasuk Yudalet, and a face, a human face, is not less than a tefach. Rav Yosi boy elu migdal ve'aimer b'sei chabayis v'voya kama shema einu mutal ishtamish mitoichoi lebayis mibayis lesoichoi. Rav Yosi asked if a kabbalah stood inside a house and it was tall, is it not permitted to transfer from it to the house and from the house in it. This is like the Aron, which was in a Rosh Hashanah, and you say that it was a separate Rosh Hashanah. Ebeshah, Shahaya, Mechavin, Lahen, Shasei, Esaruchos, Anan Kaiman. Rather, we're discussing it when it coordinated the directions, because before they erected the Mishkan, they put down the Aron, and it positioned itself to face exactly east-west. Then it stood in Rosh Hashanah, and it was a separate Rosh Hashanah. Nicha, Commander Amma, the Emeth, the Amma Shisha, Ram Kamanda Amma Ba'amas Chamisha, Va'oin Lav Shivim Tzrochim Umechsehu. The Gemara asks, this is fine, according to the opinion that the Amma of the Kenim of the Mikdash was of 6 Tzrochim, means the Aron was 1.5 Ammas tall, so that with the Kaporis, it was 10 Tzrochim tall. But according to the opinion that the Amma was 5 Tzrochim, wasn't the Aron only 7.5 Tzrochim? Rabiaka Ba'acha Amma, the base of Dianai, Vrupshim Min Yutzedek, Chad yalef la min awin, v'chorana yalef la min agolais. Yaakov Ba'acha answers that one from the house of Rabbi Yonai and Rabbi Shimon Yosedek, one of them learns from the Aron and the other one learns from the wagons used to carry the boards of the Mishkan. The one who holds that the Amma was 5 Tzrochim must learn from the wagons. Mistavra, the base of Yonai yalef min la min awin, the base of Yonai amin, v'kapayos tefach, Rabbi Shimon Yosedek yalef la min agolais. And we can infer that, assumedly, the base measure of Yanai learns from the Aron, because of Yanai's base measure said that the kapoyos was a tefach. And Rav Shimon Yosedek learns from the wagons. Zeira boy minayin la agolis shehin Voithasar, they were asked what's the source that the wagons are 10 Svachim tall. Amr Biasa Afila Toma Gavaya Asara, when they came Tani of Nechemia, Sav Kamin Kamalsata Hayu. Rabbi Yosa asked, and even if you will say that the wagons are 10 Svachim tall, how can we learn from them? Didn't Rabbi Nechemia teach that Sav, which is the wagons, were like Kamalsata, which means they were covered and open on the sides like turtles? Iluchu Boshisarabim Gavaya Yud Ramachav David. Shema, I should say, Asa Nishtamish Metechai, Roshis Rabim, Roshis Rabim, Nasechai. A hole in something standing Roshis Rabim, 10 Tvachim tall and 4 Tvachim wide, is it forbidden to transfer from it to Roshis Rabim and from Roshis Rabim to it? Ela Bishash, Ahayu Mashitin, Esakrashim, Mizulazu, Terutois Hayu. While the Gemara answers, when they passed boards from one wagon to the other, they were uncovered, therefore they put the boards on Roshis Yochid, and therefore the previous question is not answered.